going through towns, going. I mean, obviously, a majority of Montana is, you know, is open type areas. But when it, you know, railroads do go through towns, they go through small towns, they go through large towns, population centers as well.
And Bakken oil is being distributed west coast, east coast, south coast, so it's going in all those directions.
It's being distributed all over the place.
What are the state's concerns about
that? Sally, what we do is, at the Montana DES, is we work with local communities and local emergency planning committees, local jurisdictions, including tribal, city, and county. We work with them to ensure that if they do have transportation-related issues, you know, with their community, for instance, the High Line's a good example, if you look at the whole High Line, that they have emergency response plans in place for all hazardous materials.
Have you gotten inquiries in the wake of the North Dakota explosion?
We've had a couple since then. I believe it happened on New Year's Eve, and we've already had a couple of communities saying, hey, you know, we've got trains coming through our community. We're not up to date on our training as we'd like to be. Is there some training we could get? Is there some people you could put us in touch with for our local emergency response planning committees?
And are you reassuring to them and saying, well, we can address this and we feel like we're prepared?
Absolutely. Whenever we get requests from local communities, local jurisdictions for training, we try to get to them as quickly as we can. There's also, you know, private rail carriers in Montana like BNSF and Montana Rail Link. They have hazmat teams available for response to issues that may arise in their lines. And they also have what's called a TransCar training program that takes rail cars, mock-up rail cars, to local communities to teach first responders about rail car type incidents. So they, you know, for instance, let's say they would take an oil tanker to a community and say, here's what an oil tanker looks like, here's what could potentially happen if it goes off the rails, etc. So it just gives them, some local responders, some familiarity.
There has been a national report from the Federal Department of Transportation that oil transported from the Bakken is particularly volatile and particularly prone to flammability. Was that something you knew, or is that new information?
For me specifically, now keep in mind, I'm not an oil or a petroleum engineer. That's something that was new to me. That's interesting news, and it's obviously something that's going to be incorporated into the training for these local communities. Immediate response to incidents in local communities, let's say if there is an issue in one of these communities, is always going to be from a local jurisdiction, and obviously mainly the fire department, and then law enforcement would, you know, be there to support them. There's also 6 regional hazmat teams across the state that can provide some response, but also technical assistance to these local communities.
Watching the video of the North Dakota rail explosion and seeing what happened there, it seems like the only response is to just stay away, which is what they seem to have done in that case.
Right. And I guess it would, you know, it would depend on each incident as it happens. It may not be safe to send in personnel immediately, but if you can get people away from the incident and secure the area, you know, you may lose some property, you may damage some rail cars, you may damage some infrastructure, but if you can save lives until it gets to a point where you can send people in, that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Does what has happened in North Dakota and Quebec, where many people lost their lives, dozens, because of...
That was last year about the same time.
Right. Do those incidents raise concerns with you and other disaster and emergency folks in Montana that with these trains going through towns like Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, with loads of particularly flammable oil, there has been the suggestion that maybe towns should be avoided for these shipments. Do you have extra concern about that? And do you think that's at all a feasible notion, that maybe the routes of these trains should be changed?
You know, Sally, as the head of disaster emergency services for the state of Montana, my job is to ensure that local communities have resources to events that occur in their communities if they become overwhelmed. I'll leave that question for the political professionals to deal with. It's my job to worry about how do I help respond to these local communities in the event that one of these, you know, any kind of issue, whether it's flooding or a wildfire, or, you know, God forbid, some kind of train disaster.
But what if one of those policymakers came up to you and said, Mr. Tinsley, do you think we should reroute these trains for safety? What would you say?
You know, I would have to do is sit down with some professionals who have the knowledge base of transportation-related issues, of petroleum-related issues, or hazardous material-related issues, and get some advice from them before I, you know, would comment. It's not something that I'm just going to comment on off the cuff.
There was an official with an organization called the Association of Hazmat Shippers, I don't know if you're familiar with that association, who said that there has been a long-standing problem with tank cars being prone to rupture, and that there's been a proposal for a long time that those cars should be improved. Do you know anything about that?
I have not heard anything about that. I certainly would be willing to look into that, but I haven't heard anything about that.
In terms of what has happened last year and this year in terms of these explosions, have your department or local officials changed anything about your response to a potential accident like that in Montana?
You know, what we do, Sally, is whenever we get a request from a local community, and we do encourage local communities that have particularized issues like, for instance, rail traffic, maybe an interstate that has, you know, road traffic that is carrying some kind of hazardous material, we always work with those local communities to ensure that they're up to date on their training as much as we can. We have district reps that work out across the state that work with the local communities and help them identify those issues and those potential problems. So whenever we have any kind of issue, whether it's, you know, related to rail traffic, whether it's related to road traffic, whether it's related to wildfire or potential flooding concerns, we do work with those local communities.
I have been speaking with Ed Tinsley, who's the division administrator for the Montana Department of Disaster and Emergency Services. Ed, thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Have a good day.